It was slow, careful work entering Hwaek Shul. The task was made easier by the fact that it wasn't a walled community, and by the fact that the damage to the lighting grid made it harder for the locals to detect them. Staging their movements, remaining alert in all directions, and never yielding to impatience, the three made their way through the city outskirts and the newcomers' district, avoiding guards and eluding the views of elevated security holocams. That brought them, half an hour before dawn, to the front of Tiselda's dome. Ben and Vistara kept an eye out, while Luke leapt up to the entryway and ran a bypass on the entry keypad. A moment later, the door slid open, and the three of them entered. The dome interior was mostly dark, illuminated only by colorful lights gleaming from various electronics, with only the hum and hiss of a heater to be heard. And then, from above, Sel's voice.
Is someone there?
Luke gestured for the others to remain quiet. A spiral metal stairway descended from the ceiling near the living room's back wall, unfolding like a musical squeeze box, and Sel descended. She was dressed in a downy nightshirt and leggings all in dark blue, and in her hand was an unlit lightsaber. When she caught sight of Luke and the others, she visibly relaxed and lowered the weapon.
Master Skywalker, I was worried about you.
Luke loosened his cloak, allowing some of the room's warm air to flow over him. We're fine. We weren't quite shut down. Sel reached the first floor level.
They're looking for you, the authorities.
The staircase rose behind her until it was flush with the ceiling again. Just the authorities? She cocked her head, puzzled.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. As you might expect, we didn't do it. Whatever it might happen to be that they suspect us of.
I knew that. Would any of you like some breakfast?
Luke cleared his throat. Forgive me, but... And he began to sing. The song had a gentle melody, spanning a narrow range of notes, well suited to the average parent. Green grass is beckon, soft and warm. My arms will keep you safe from harm. As Thrantas dance across the sky, as stars smile down and south winds sigh, the scent of flowers fill the air, and sleep comes for Tiselda Fair. As he sang, he could feel the perplexed gazes of Ben and Vistara on him. But the song's effect on Sel was more dramatic. With the first few notes, she stumbled, her eyes fluttering, and dropped the lightsaber. It bounced on the carpet. Sel staggered over a meter and slumped onto her sofa. By the time Luke finished the first stanza, Sel's eyes were closed. She breathed deeply in untroubled sleep.